Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk on Thursday got an update on Farm Bureau policy issues in North Dakota at the legislature with Emery Melhoff of the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Civil forfeiture. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, Mike, civil asset forfeiture is kind of a big title for something, but it really is just something that happens if there's a suspicion of criminal activity or something's going on. A law enforcement officer can seize property. So say that a person's driving down the road and has some cash sitting on the front dash, and he gets pulled over for some reason, and that law enforcement officer has reason to suspect that he might be involved in some criminal activity. It might be drug related or something else. That officer can seize that property, which isn't an issue. But where the sticky situation can come in is the forfeiture of that property. So the question comes in: what happens once that property is seized, and how does it get forfeited? And just all of the ins and outs of the forfeiture process. How does that law enforcement agency dispose of that property? And so that's been something that's been a topic at the legislature for the last several sessions, and it's something that North Dakota Farm Bureau has policy on, believing that property is the property of the person, and that there should be a clear and just way of disposing of that. And so I actually had the opportunity to visit with Representative Rick Becker about some legislation that he has introduced during this session and previous sessions to create more transparency in the process. Obviously, it's not an issue if a law enforcement agency is disposing of property that truly does come from a criminal. So if you have money that you've received from drug paraphernalia or a stolen car or something like that, that property has to be disposed of and forfeited. But the question is should law enforcement be doing that before there's an actual conviction? And we believe that they shouldn't. And so I had the opportunity to talk to Representative Becker about some of the steps that the legislature's made in the last few years. We just started a podcast called Straight Talk with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And this is an exciting thing. We've been doing this during the legislative session, and particularly as our producers are getting out in the field. This is a really good time for them to tune in and hear about all the things that are going on and all of the big issues. And so we're really excited about this episode and think that it provides a lot of really good insight about just private property and how it could potentially affect egg producers and everything like that.
But what is Farm Bill policy on civil asset forfeiture? How does it read?
Well, Mick, our policy reads that we believe that civil asset forfeiture should be eliminated. And I would say that there is a distinction to be made here, and we actually dive into this in our podcast, that there's a difference between criminal asset forfeiture, so people who genuinely have been convicted of a crime, and civil asset forfeiture, property that belongs to people who haven't been convicted of a crime yet, or potentially the person who is suspected of a crime could potentially be in possession of somebody else's property. And so we would make that distinction. We obviously favor criminal asset forfeiture, but believe that civil asset forfeiture should be eliminated. And there is a bill introduced by Representative Becker this session that would just create more transparency to the process. So it would do some things like let me just look here. It would say what the seized property was. It would give the name of the agency that seized the property, the location of the seizure, and then the most important part is the crime that the criminal or the not criminal was charged with. And so we think that this is a step in a really good direction to say, okay, well, let's start with creating transparency, and let's see if there are abuses in North Dakota. Are we have great law enforcement here, and we don't assume that there's any abuses happening. But let's just see if the system itself lends itself to be an abusive system. And let's just take a look and have these transparency requirements out there and just see what's going on.
Again, that was Emery Melhoff of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. This is Inside Agriculture.